You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Bombers will receive the opening kickoff. They'll be moving right to left here in this opening quarter of action. Bombers in the white road uniforms, blue numerals and gold trim. West Memphis, new uniforms. They've got black uniforms with white numerals, and there's a little bit of blue on those uniforms. Of course, blue and white, the team colors. A warm November night here in West Memphis. Just a shade under 80 degrees as we get ready to kick this one off. Our opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Line drive kick bounces at the 20, out of bounds at about the 10-yard line, so the Bombers have a pretty decent field position. Start their first drive of the evening. The kicker, Dylan Wigginton, is a senior. And Bob, there's a wind tonight blowing left to right across the field. When he had the wind at his back earlier, we saw him make a 47-yard field goal with, good grief, probably 6 or 7 yards to spare.
He did, but the wind was blowing up again. It was still blowing pretty good out there right now. You know, you've stuck me once again behind the two windows and the glare so bright. I can't see the ball. All I can see is reflection of me and you.
Well,
in the,
what
which
else do
is
you
not
need?
A very good thing to see. But I can't see the ball, so, you know, you're pretty well on your own calling a lot of that stuff. The lights didn't work in here to begin with, and we finally got them come on. They came on very bright.
Yes, they did, didn't they? Now we got the glare. No chairs either.
No, no chairs either. So.
So the Bombers with it, operating right to left here in this opening quarter. Four-man front for the Blue Devils, four down linemen anyway. They got two on the right end ready to rush. McKay breaks the line of scrimmage. McKay across the 40, still on his feet at the 45, and takes tacklers with him all the way out to the 50. A pickup of 15 on first down.
Well, Brad, that's a very good sign right there. They came up in a four-man front and looked like they might have tried to walk a linebacker up, but we recognized it pretty quick. And, you know, we're going to hit some plays up the middle. Isaac made a good read, pulled it, and stepped around the corner. And in that four-man front, it's tough to pick up the quarterback right there if you ride the fullback up in there real good like Isaac does.
So first down, ball's resting on the 50-yard line. 11:39 left in the opening quarter, just getting started from West Memphis. Out of the T formation, the ball is given this time to Junior Williams, and Junior is going to make his way to the 48 near the 47. And a pickup of, we'll call it a pickup of two. The ball's at the 48.
Once again, as we've seen, you know, you got to run the fullback up in there and see how they're playing it and make your adjustments off of that. And I think we'll continue to see Junior and Isaac both have big nights, hopefully.
This is a very good defense, allowing 15 points per game on the season. That was inflated a little bit with that Pine Bluff score last week. Here's McKay breaking the line of scrimmage. He's into the secondary at the 25 and finally pulled down there. He's going to pick up 23 yards on second down, down to the 25.
Once again, dedicated to stop the fullback right there. They did that and left the seam right there, and Isaac turned it up. You know, he's doing a good job of you just have to plant your foot and turn up where you see that seam, and he's doing a good job of seeing that seam early and planting and getting up the field.
Bombers to the 25 of West Memphis now with a fresh set of downs, and McKay with runs of 15 and 23. First down, Mountain Home, operating right to left. And the ball kept by McKay, fumbled. He picks it back up, and he's going to be tackled for about a 2-yard loss back at the 27-yard line.
Well, Brad, they walked linebackers up in A-gaps on either side that time, and they came hard. Just had more people than we could block. We and the fullback and the defensive player got there just about the same time. He's very fortunate we hung on to the football.
Yes.
That puts us behind the chains somewhere we don't want to be, second and about 11. You know, we need to have some positive plays right here because kicking into this win with a field goal is going to be tough to do.
It will be. 10 minutes left in the opening quarter. Bombers with the first possession of the evening. Second and 12 here from the 27. McKay will give it this time to Junior Williams. Junior bangs his way inside the 25 to the 23. He'll pick up four.
And once again, that, you know, they're coming hard because the backside end came hard and tackled Isaac, or hit Isaac right after he handed the ball off to Junior. So that's something we're going to have to pick up on the backside, is if they're coming that hard, if they're pinching that bad, you're not going to be able to reach. You're going to stay home and block them.
Caden Williams comes into the ball game, brings the play in from the sideline.
Now, see this formation, see if we run to the open side here.
Still out of the tee. It's third and about eight. And the ball given to Junior. Junior up the middle at the 15, tripped up down to the 10. And a first down, Mountain Home. Just inside the 10-yard line, Junior picks up 13.
Well, once again, that was the unbalanced formation to the open inside. You bring another offensive lineman over with the split in, and West Memphis didn't adjust, and Junior was able to hit that for a big play right there. That was good to us last week against Searcy, and it shows to be good again tonight.
Wow, this Bomber offense last week I thought was probably the best game they'd had all year, all the way around, and now they're picking it right where they left off in this opening drive.
It's a shame that, you know, it took this long for them to do that, but, you know, Coach Max didn't get there till late in the year, and it's tough to put this offense in overnight.
Ball's on the ground again. McKay picks it up. He's going to be thrown for a loss back at the 15-yard line.
Boy, we didn't need that. That was just a busted play right there.
So Mount Holmes put the ball, fumbled it twice. They've recovered both, but now you're looking at second and goal from the 15-yard line. And granted, Mount Holmes had a couple of big plays, three over 10 yards on this drive, but as a norm, this is not a big play offense.
Well, down here it shrinks the field a little bit. You're allowed to put more line. You know, they've got everybody within, or 10 guys within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Ball is given to Junior. Kind of slipped as he made his cut, and he's going to fall ahead for a gain of two to the 13-yard line. So now it's third and goal from the 13. Bring up third down and line. 7:41 left in this opening quarter, opening drive of the game for the Bombers. Had a first and goal at the 10, then had that 5-yard loss, and now it's third and goal. They've actually got the ball spotted about the 14. I know Sonny's keeping stats, and Sonny, I apologize. Once they finally put it down, it was a 1-yard gain for Junior. So third and goal from the 14. Ball kept by McKay on that option. He turns to the field. He's going to be thrown for a loss back at the 13-yard line, and we'll see the field goal unit come on now for Mountain Home.
Boy, it's just tough when you run that to the closed side or short side of the field right there with as many men as West Memphis. They've got 10 up there now within four yards of the line of scrimmage, one safety. Just tough when you're outnumbered right there.
So Mikey McLean will come in to attempt a field goal for the Bombers. He's one for one. He made a 33-yarder earlier this year. This is going to be a 30-yarder, kicking from the left hash. Snap is down. The kick is up into the wind, and it is good. He pushes it through the uprights. So McLean with a 30-yard field goal, and the Bombers on the board on their opening possession of the game. 3-0. Mountain Home leads it. 6:34 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit CenterPointEnergy.com/natural gas benefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Here comes the kickoff now, and Platt will kick off the onside kick attempt. A high bounce. Bombers have it at the 45-yard line. Mountain Home recovers the onside kick on the far side, and that was Brad Liddy that got there for Mountain Home.
Well, that was almost a perfect kick because it hit and it bounced high over the defender's hand. He couldn't even jump that high, and Brad was there to catch as it came down.
They're going to mark it at the 46-yard line, so the onside kick works for Mountain Home. 6:32 left in this opening quarter. Bombers up 3-0 with the football back.
Let's use another 5 minutes right here.
You bet.
See if we can bleed that clock.
Out of that T formation once again.
Unbalanced to the far side this time. Let's see if we go that way.
Working from that far hash over there, and that's the way they go. It's capped by McKay on the read, and he's going to turn it upfield, and he is still fighting his way to the 40-yard line. He's going to pick up about 6 on first down.
Well, it creates problems when we go unbalanced like that with that wide out on the far side or on either side, to be honest, but it creates assignment problems for West Memphis. It's opening up the lane just a little bit for us.
So second down and 4 coming up here for Mountain Home. 6 minutes left first quarter. We're halfway through, and Mountain Home has a 3-0 lead and the football. Wide out on the right side again. That's the far side of the field, working from that far hash. Play comes to this side, given to Junior up the middle. Hurdles over a defender, takes it to the 35, and it's going to be a first down, Mountain Home.
Once again, good job, Junior. Just got that forward lean to him when he runs, got that high step, and got over the defender and able to fall forward for that first down.
Picks up 5 on the play. You talked earlier, Bob, about the win last year by Mountain Home. That had snapped a 9-game West Memphis winning streak in this series.
Yes.
The last time Mount Home won was in 2006, 17-7. That's when West Memphis was number 5 overall, and Mount Home came down here and beat them that season. Ball kept by McKay on the read. McKay bounces to the outside. He's at the 30, cuts it back in. At the 25, he's at the 20, the 15. It's a foot race at the 10, the 5, and he is in! Touchdown, Mountain Home! Isaac McKay from 35 yards out. He used his left arm to fend off a defender for the last 10 yards into the end zone.
Boy, he did. He made a good cut back to the middle on this side on about the 30 and cut it back the middle on the last 10 yards. It was just his stiff arm and the defender trying to fight through that stiff arm and couldn't do it.
What a run by Isaac McKay. They started on the far hash, came all the way to the numbers on the near side, and he wound up the other side of the hash marks on the far side of the end zone for the touchdown. Now they blow the whistle and officials time, and I'm not sure why they haven't said yet. Oh, an injured player.
Oh, yeah, they're getting somebody off the field.
Well, Bob, you couldn't ask for a better start than this. We're 6-7 minutes into the game, and Mount Holmes already up by a couple of scores. We'll see what happens with the extra point, but West Memphis has not touched the ball yet.
They haven't touched the ball yet. You know, we've taken the ball and overcome a couple of bad plays on the first drive and got the field goal and then the touchdown there on a great run.
Now the extra point is up, and it is good. We'll break. 5:06 left in the opening quarter. 10-0 Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
How many of you listening want to improve your job status, your earning potential? But secondary education has always been a dream because you already work full-time. ASU Mountain Home offers online blended courses, which provide online classes and face-to-face instructors. You can train for a new job while holding down your old one. And with the mechatronics, programming, nursing, other degrees, you'll get a sustainable career that's in great demand right now. Classes start soon. What are you waiting for? Apply online at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Well, the Bombers up 10-0, not quite 7 minutes into the ballgame here at West Memphis. 5:06 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home getting ready to kick off again. They recovered an onside kick on the last one. Ewan Platt and Mikey McLean both there. Let's see who's going to kick this time. Platt kicked it last time. It looks like Mikey is this time. He's leaning forward. He's ready to kick. Nope, it's going to be Platt. They're going to try to pooch it to that corner where they've had success, but this one goes out of bounds. Just a little too much.
Yeah, just a little bit high that time. I think if you got it up a little bit, course, it's easier to talk for me up here. I don't think I've ever kicked one in my whole life. But excellent job. We saw an excellent job last week. Was it last week or the week before when they did that, when they pooch kicked that one beautifully down there?
Had one at Hall, had one at Jacksonville. Yeah. Jacksonville was probably the best one of the season so far. So we'll see the West Memphis offense for the first time tonight. They're down by 10. Michael Troxler is the quarterback. He's thrown for 910 yards, 12 touchdowns, 4 picks on the season. He's rushed for 274 and 6 touchdowns. Guerin Holmes is the running back. He has 825 yards on the season. And the handoff on a jet sweep. This is Stone, one of their talented receivers. He's got a first down run out across the 50. They're going to mark him at the 49, 48 of Mountain Home. Pick up about 16 or 17 on first down.
Well, got wide that time. Got good blocks by the wideouts over there. And you know, we see that we're just going to have to recognize and attack the football when they don't let him get into the secondary and get it turned up the field. You know, it's just going to be an adjustment period here for a few plays to get into what they do and the alignments and the speed.
17-yard pickup to the 48 of Mountain Home. So a first down here for the Blue Devils. They go no huddle. They try to hurry things up. Out of the shotgun is Troxler. Holmes behind him. And the read option. He will keep it, looking to pass. And it's going to be complete up the right sideline. It's caught by Carney. Carney's at the 10, tripped up at about the 7-yard line as Owen Kraft saves a touchdown for Mountain Home.
Well, a little run pass option there. That was the option. Look, coming out of the backfield, and you read that corner. If the corner came up, and, you know, at some point in time, the corner has to come up and take the quarterback. And when he did, he just, you know, pitched it over his head and got away. You got to have help from the inside on the other defenders when that happens.
A 41-yard pickup to the 7-yard line. First and goal from the 7 here for the Blue Devils. Troxler will give it to Holmes up the middle. Well played by Mountain Home as he's wrapped up by Luke Foreman and driven backwards. They'll mark his progress to the 5. It's a gain of 2 for Holmes.
Once again, good job of playing that. I don't know what. There's no flag. The referee came running in, but there's no flag. I think
they were discussing something. So it's going to be second and goal from the 5 here for the Blue Devils. I have a wide out on each side. Locky back lined up behind the left guard. And the pistol. The handoff Holmes. Left side Holmes in. Touchdown, West Memphis.
Man, just
it takes 4
body.
Plays to go 65 yards.
Big play was a run pass option right there. You know, we've got to get pressure on that quarterback. Don't give him time to read that. But, you know, they put you in a bind when they do that. They show pass and then run it. Then you have to come up and play defense on the run, and they throw it. So, it's tough to defend.
Tell you what, we'll talk more about that run pass option here a little bit after the break. A nice opening drive for the Blue Devils. Here's Wigginton with the extra point attempt now for the Blue Devils. Bad snap picked up by the holder, and the kick is good. Carney able to get that down. 3:46 left of the opening quarter, 10-7 Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
Do you want to experience college in a small campus atmosphere? SAU Tech can provide you with exactly that. Campus housing, student life, and numerous transfers and career degree options await you. Basketball, choir, cheer, band, and the Tech Scholars Program are all new options waiting for you. Call us today and schedule a tour to find out how you can get the affordable college experience. Call us today, 870-574-4558, or go to www.sautech.edu.
10-7 our score, Mountain Home leading West Memphis. Here comes the kickoff, a deep kickoff by Wigginton. It's going to be taken at the four-yard line by Mountain Home. Schwartz with the return, and he is going to be tackled at the 16-yard line. A nice open field tackle that time by Wes Miffus. Making the stop for the Blue Devils was Keelan Malone.
Well, we didn't block very well there. He'd been better off let that go in the end zone, get it on the 20. But.
So the 17-yard line is where Mountain Home will start with their third possession of the night. They've scored on the first two. Still operating right to left for the next 3 minutes 40 seconds here in this first quarter. Out of the tee once again. Ball is given to Junior Williams, and Junior will pick up 2 to the 19-yard line.
Well, it looked like a big bubble right there, but they filled it pretty quick. Linebackers stepping up in tight. They're reading the fullback, both of them are, and just trying to stop that.
Asani Adams, 6'1", 310-pound junior, one of those defensive tackles up front. Boy, he is a load. 2nd down and 8 upcoming here for Mountain Home. Strong left formation. That's where the wideout is as well as they work from the far hash. Ball kept by McKay, turns it upfield. Caught from behind and tackled at the 24-yard line. Good for a gain of about 5 on 2nd down.
Well, they're feeling when we run out of that formation, they're trying to handle the quarterback with a linebacker. Sitting out there, if we just get a shoulder on him or a hand on him, Isaac's going to have another big play. He's trying to scrape down the line of scrimmage and take that quarterback because we've taken the corner out of it by splitting the wide receiver out.
3rd down and 3 coming up here for the Bombers. From the 24, they have to go just across the 27 to move the chains. 2:16 left in this opening quarter. And the ball is given to Junior. He's into the secondary. Junior, 35-40, pulled down from behind at about the 44-yard line.
Well, same formation back the other side that time to the wide side of the field. And West Memphis got caught trying to play the quarterback that time, and linebackers didn't step up, and Junior hit a seam, and he was gone.
Officially a 19-yard gain to the 43. That's where his knee hits down. So the Bombers convert on 3rd down. Out to the 43-yard line with 1:55 left in this first quarter. Mountain Home up 10-7. McKay takes his time under center, snaps it with 5 on the play clock. He'll keep it this time. Breaks a tackle in the backfield, hit and upended at about the 46-yard line. Good for a gain of about 3 on 1st down.
Well, they'll come back to that later because there wasn't anybody out there on the pitch back. He cut it up the field. If he'd stayed wide a little bit and got a pitch off, there wasn't anybody out there. They'll come back to that a little bit later.
2nd down and 7 here for Mountain Home with 1:20 left in the first quarter. Second and 7 from the 46 of Mountain Home. McKay will keep it. Oh, and he's tripped up from behind. A nice play up front by Curtis Hill, one of the linebackers that came through and trips him up for a 1-yard gain.
That's a linebacker just scraping down the line of scrimmage.
If he's able to slip out of that tackle, he had some running room. So 3rd down here for the Bombers, 3rd and 6. And Mountain Home wants to pass. McKay rolling to the right, being pursued towards the sideline. Pass is going to be incomplete. Looking for Brad Liddy coming out of that backfield. And now it's 4th and 6 for Mountain Home when the punt team comes on.
They got pressure right up the middle that time with the stunt, and we didn't get it blocked. And once again, Isaac running for his life. And we had 2 receivers out, I think. And Brad was well covered. He did a good job just not have to eat the ball.
They've not started the play clock, but they won't. The game with 5 seconds different, but, of course, the game clock is stopped after the incompletion. The Bombers keep the offense out there. So fourth and six, and the offense out there is Mountain Home will line up and go for it. Isaac's been good this year with some hard counts of getting teams to jump off sides. This might be a good place for that.
Yeah, that's what we're...
Yep. And the delay of game penalty. And now the punt team will come on. Try to get West Memphis to jump off sides. They wouldn't bite. Moves the ball back to the 42-yard line.
They didn't mark off the penalty.
They didn't mark the ball. And nobody has caught it yet. They never marked off the penalty. The ball's still at the 47. All right. Pausch, Dylan Pausch in the punt. Rugby-style punt this time. Boy, it's a good one, too. It's going to bounce at the 30, inside the 25, inside the 20. And Pausch will get it to roll down at the 15-yard line.
Well, good job of
38-yard punt.
Well, he does a good job of moving to his right a little bit. Doesn't punt it until he has to. Gives your cover team time to get down there. And he's been real good about punting it to the sideline.
Yes.
Where it's tough to return.
So with 9 seconds left in the first quarter, West Memphis will have their second possession of the evening. Bob, if you remember last year, Mountain Home did such a great job with ball control. West Memphis had 3 possessions in the first half and 3 in the second half, and that was it.
That's it. You limit their touches. That's the best defense you can play against them.
So first down for the Blue Devils from the 15-yard line. Troxler works out of the pistol. Holmes lined up behind him. He'll give it to Holmes. Flags, multiple flags on the play. Holmes out across the 25 to about the 27. These were thrown as the ball was snapped, and we've got illegal procedure against the Blue Devils. So we'll back him up from the 15 to the 10 with the penalty. First penalty of the night against West Memphis. Billy Elmore out questioning the call. There's 2 different flags thrown, both for the same thing. 3 seconds left in this opening quarter. He marked 5.5 yards off, didn't he?
That's okay.
First and 15 for West Memphis. Last play of the first quarter here. And the ball is given to Holmes right up the gut. He has a run out near the 19-yard line, 18. Looks like he'll spot him at about the, well, one official's got the 18, the other's got 19. We'll figure it out after the break. We're at the end of the first quarter. It's 10-7. Mountain Home leading West Memphis. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Thanksgiving is my favorite time of year. Sitting around the table, laughing and stuffing ourselves silly. But for the needy and lonely in our community, it's often just another day. That is why the Salvation Army is honored to host our annual Community Thanksgiving Luncheon. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1 at the Salvation Army Fellowship Hall. If you'd like to volunteer, call us at 870-424-5708, or you can help by dropping off a turkey or ham before November 20th. Help us remind our community that joy has an army.